put in my land, Taita Chaf Aleph. Perik of the Yod is Safra des Neyusa, the fourth Perik is Safra des Neyusa, Atika Sos Tomi Vesosim, Chul. Benazor brings a Pasik Bahalescho Sanedos, Pedish Asher and Asher Kodesh Taitish, that they shall have us Ela Meyelaha. The flame should rise up by itself. Ksivir Benazor says in the Pasik until him, Ocher Vekedim Tzartoni. You created me Ocher, me Riva Kedim and upon him. Yesh seichel she'odah masig oisai yoyedeh hakdomis rabbis. There's a certain type of seichel, a chachma, that a person can attain through many hakdomis, a lot of explanations. Yeah, seichel hazeh mechuna b'shem ocher. The seichel is called ocher. It means the rear, not the forefront. Yesh seichel she'boli odam b'loishum hakdoma. There's a seichel of wisdom that comes to a person without any forward whatsoever. It comes suddenly. Elayyadeh shefa likai. The shefa from heaven, the seichel comes to him suddenly. Vezemechuna b'shem kedem, b'shem ponim. This seichel is called ponim. That means, in other words, we can, to make it clear, we'd say, let's use the term now, oir haponim. A light of ponim, light that comes suddenly to a person through heavenliness. The islav is halev. And the fiery spirit of the heart, that which the heart flares up. Nailat machmas tnuas ha-sechel. This is created through the movement, the motion of the sechel, of the mind. Ki teva ha-tnuah is shemelet chaim. Because the nature of movement, of motion, is that it creates heat. Friction is movement that creates heat. Well, fi mehidas tnuas ha-sechel, according to the speed of the movement, the motion of the sechel, of the mind, so, according to its speed, so does it create this heat in the person's heart. Through this shefalikai, where the seichel comes down to a person with such speed, where he doesn't have to use any type of foreword or explanation whatsoever, through this speed, the heart flares up continually by itself, perpetually. There's a continual flare up of the heart. Shalavis means, of course, the heart is ignited, a fiery flame to a desire to reach Bimasig Hashem. But in order to reach this Shefalikayanal, the Efshel Lovay Laze, it is impossible to achieve that. Elashi Yekadesh Espiv V'chaitmai V'einav V'oznav. First, he must make holy, he must purify his mouth, his nostrils, his eyes, and his ears. Mouth is one, nostrils are two, eyes are two, and ears are two, a total of seven. V'hein hein me'idin lo'y Shefalikai anal. And these bring him the light of the Shefalikai. I know. What is it meant by being a kaddish, making holy these parts of the face? He should guard himself against letting any sheker, falsehoods, out of his mouth. He should speak only emes. That's the kedusha sapeh. He should have yirah shemayim shu b'chinas chaitim. That's the kedusha of the nose. B'chinas v'hidicha yirah Hashem. That the Yidas Hashem is totally dependent upon the nose. Yihi Eloi Emunah Sachalim, HaToli B'Udnin. He should have Emunah in Tzadikim, which is dependent upon the ears. M'chinas Shema Devrei Chachamim, that to accept the words of the Chachamim is depending upon Shmiya, upon the ears. The Yatzim Einav Med Oisperav. He should close his eyes from seeing things that are bad, from seeing wrong. That's the Kedusha of the eyes. Because they are the ones that are, they bring forth the Shefalikai from heaven to come to him. Because the mouth, the nose, the eyes, and the ears hang. They are part of the mayach, part of the brain. They arouse the mayach, the mind. They can bring forth that the mayach should be a b'china of ponim. The seichel should come in the form of ponim, not ocher. This is a b'china of reish tavocha emes, to show that all all these seven are totally in the Mayach. We see the Moshul that the Vorcha Emes, the Mechinas Mayach, Chanemayetz Lepeh, it says Zeroish. We see that the word Zeroish is found by the Inyan of Peh with Emes. Zeroish is Chachma Yiras Hashem. Zeh Mechinas Mayach, Chanemayetz Lechaitim. Yiras Hashem is the Chaitim, it says Zeroish is Chachma, that's the Mayach. Zeh Mechinas Echeach Lechacham V'yeh Elveka. Give Musa to a Chacham and he will accept it, he will like you. Zebechinas Mayach Hanem Aleitzel Udin. This is the union of Mayach, which is said by the ears. Zebechinas Shema Dvei Chachamim. Spoke before about the ears, Zebechina, listening to what Tzadik Yemes. And here it says that we find the union of Reish by the ears. Echech Lachacham, Chachma, that's the mind, and he will like you. So therefore, Menazel first brings, you cannot get the Daya. This is a very elementary point that shouldn't even be said in that. It's not for children in case they hear it. Why can't we use the Daya from the Pasuk itself? That has the Daya itself of the Reish. It also has the Daya, it would seem it has the Daya too, that the Kedushas Aznayim was totally in Shmiya. To show that the Kedusha is totally in the Reish. And second, Shema Devei Chacham, that's on the part of the Mekabel. Echech is the part of the Mashpia, and Shema is the part of the Mekabel. That's what it's needed. I say it's a very positive opinion in case you have children listening, it's a little different. Zebechinas Batipokachna Einei Shneihem. This is the union of the Bekachna Einish named, also Pikeach, the union of the Ma'edosh, as far as the eyes are concerned, the Bechinas Mayach Nemesalayim, the Mayach by the eyes. Hein Shivas Hanedis, these seven parts are connected to the Shivas Hanedis, the seven Nedis on the Meneda. Ki'eh u'tereinuk v'chutmo, terein einin, u'terein udnin, hein Bechinas Shivas Hanedis. These seven are Bechina of the seven Nedis. Menardo Doresha, the seven are totally in the Menardo, which is the Reish, the Mayach, as we said. Haina Hamayach, Penei Hamanayda, Haina Shefer Lekai Hanal. Yo'idu, Kneged, Penei Hamanayda, that's the union of the Shefer Lekai, which comes down through these seven. These seven, if a person Mekadosh, these seven, then he has the Oid Haponim. The Shefer Lekai Hazais, Ubechina Sukkah. This Shefer Lekai, that comes down, that means this Chachmas Eira upon him, is a Bechina of Sukkah. Ki Sukkah hu Bechina shesocha b'ruach HaKadosh. Sukkah, we say many times, avisricha yisko, means that this one who saw b'ruach HaKadosh. In other words, Sukkah is a Bechina of b'ruach HaKadosh. Ki b'ruach HaKadosh hu shefa l'kai. B'ruach HaKadosh is the shefa l'kai that comes down from heaven. The Sukkah has a sibol yedei zayin anonin. And this Sukkah, this shefa l'kai, comes through the zayin anonin. The Gemara says that the Sukkos are because of the memory of the Anonic Covet that the Jews had in the Midbar. Haina Bechina Shivas Hanedis Kanal. That gives you the Sheva Nedis, which bring the Ruach HaKodesh, which bring the Shefa Lekai. The Sukkah of the Shefa Lekai comes from the Zion Anonim. Shal Yodim Hodam Masik Penayim Neda. From them, the person through the Zion Anonim Shivas Hanedis, the person is Masik Penayim Neda. Haina Sukkah, Haina Shefa Lekai. Which is the Yinav Sukkah, which is Shefa Lekai. Ruach HaKodesh, Nekad Al Hashem, HaChachma. Ruach HaKodesh is called bad because of Chachma. Shehidu HaChachma HaBa B'Kodesh Kiduah. So because Ruach HaKodesh means it's the Ruach HaChachma, which comes, Mekam Kodesh. This is Shomer Chazal, this is what the Gemara says on Sukkah. Minayi Hashem is Sakhin, Obadav Hashem, Mekabal Kumo, Dov Shadil Min Ores. How do we know that a person is supposed to use a Schach for the Sukkah? Only that which is not Mekabal Kumo. And that which grows from the, comes up from the ground, because you know, in a pasuk, the aid yalam in ha'oretz, aid vapor rises up from the ground, and this vapor becomes clouds, and the clouds come down. And this is, what is Sukkah? Sukkah is al shem anonim, because of the clouds. So a man of the Sukkah is supposed to be just like the aid. My aid udom v'shem ikabal tumor v'yengdil v'om in ha'oretz. Aid is an item which cannot receive tumor, and it comes from the ground. So too, the inyan of Sukkah. The aid, hein elo hanonim hanal. The aid, of course, is the hanonim, the clouds which are formed through the aid. The hein bechinas kodesh, they are kodesh. the Dela Min Ha'aretz, and they come from the ground. Ki Tzorech Mekabel Hazeh Lihi Yishchachem. Because the Mekabel, the one who receives this Ruach HaKadosh, is supposed to be a Chacham. This aid that comes from the ground, this Kedusha that comes from the ground, means that it is Kedush when it's coming from the ground. So in other words, to get the Shefalei Kai, the first must be a Chacham below to receive the Shefalei Kai. The Kabbalah must be a Chacham, otherwise you cannot get the Chachma. Ki Kadosh Baruch Hu Yorev Chachma Salachimim. The Gemara says that Hashem gives Chachma only to those who have Chachma already. The Bechina is of Leib Kol Chacham Leib Nasati Chachma. The Gemara says that Hashem gives Chachma only to those who have a little Chachma. So therefore, it says that the Gedulim in Oretz means that the original Chachma first comes from below, Lamata. And then it can bring down from heaven through the Yaakovic Gemina Shefali Kai, the Inyan of Sukkah, that means the Pana, which comes down to those who are below, who already have Chacham. Sukkah Hanau, Hanuruch HaKadosh Hanau, the Sukkah, the Ruach HaKadosh Shefali Kai Hanau, which is the Yaakovic Ponim, who Bechinas Makifin. Say, a Makifin that surrounds the Mayach, the mind, that keeps on going around it, rotating around the mind. Shasechel azehu god l'armiyot. The sechel is very great. Ad she'ein hamayach yachol seilot. The mayach cannot take it. V'inefas v'mayach, it does not penetrate, it doesn't enter into the mayach, the mind. Elohu makif v'sereish, it keeps on going around the mind. K'mayishon erayim, like we see, kamal chachmas hamukes, many wisdoms that are very deep. She'en yachilis b'mayach anushi l'havan al-burye. There's no kayach in the human mind to understand them completely. Many problems which are very perplexing to us. It's possible to have a yediyah in the shemayim and also the person should have bechira at the same time. No human mind can understand this, the yediyah of what's pshat yediyah bechira. The seichel is a yid of makiv, keeps rotating around on the outside of the mind. It doesn't enter into the inside of the mind. Ki makiv, by saying chutz, only rotates around on the outside. The seichel that is inside the mind keeps receiving its chiyus, that which is inside, from this makiv which rotates around on the outside. That this is the main kayach of bechira. This inyan of makifim is the inyan of kayach habechida that keeps us alive now. This is the way this world is going. Kol zman she'asechel ein kol kach gadol lihav neinyan habechida, as long as the seichel is not great enough to understand yediyah habechida, azay kayach habechida on the kavod. The kayach habechida of choice, human choice, is in its place. Ki yesh b'yodah kayach livcho hachayim ayafuchay. Because as long as the makif and that go inside, and he still has the kayach, the power of bechira to choose good or bad. Aval kishiyichnes ha-makif ha-zevofnin, but when this makif will finally penetrate and enter inside, the oziyis gadol ha-sechel ha-anushi, then the human mind becomes so much advanced. V'yis galal ha-anushi ha-yediyah ha-bechira, they become revealed to the human. The inyan of yediyah ha-bechira, as ayiz batal ha-bechira, then the bechira will become batal, he will no longer have any choice. Because then when the seichel becomes so great, he will go out of the category of human and let the category of angel. Because you sparkle on bechira, the bechira become bottle, just like the angel is no bechira. This itself is the main kayach of bechira, and you day has seichel shidi bechira. In fact, he does not understand the seichel shidi bechira, that gives him the kayach of bechira. When he will understand it, of course, he'll become bottle, it'll be a different kind of work. Then Shomer Chazal is what the Gemara says, Shel Osid, Sadikim, Yeshvim, Yatri Seyim, Beroshayim. In the future, Yom HaBoh, Sadikim will sit on the crowns in their head. All of Hashem, what's the claim? I should say the crowns are on the head. Why does it say in the head? That it is, Kim Yosid Yispar La Bechidah. In the future, the Bechidah will become bottle. Yeshiva signifies the inyan of lack of bechira. Well, it means that there's no change. There's no halach. It's inyan of yeshiva. Steady. Shomaida al hadahashtanis, which shows, signifies the lack of any kind of a change whatsoever. Ki had tnuwa maida al hashtanis minotsun al rasim, because motion signifies a change from one will to another, from one desire to another. A possible change of desire or action. By yeshiva maida al hadahashtanis. And the sitting yeshiva signifies the lack of any kind of change. I know bitl habchida. When the bechida becomes bottle, he can't change to go from one to another. That the reason will be machmasi that they say him. As they say in the crowns, which means that which is around and around. Hena makifim, he says la makif. Kemo yishol vanoshov oitrim el David. Show that people were circling towards David the Melech. Oitrim, you know, circling around. Bidoshayhem v'loy aladoshayhem. It will be inside, it will be nichnas, it will penetrate and go into the Melech. The Sechel HaMakif will enter into the Mayach inside. All these Chachmas which he wasn't able to understand before now enter inside into the Mayach. He will know and he will understand and comprehend and completely understand them. He'll go out of a human type, and went through the category of Malach, via spatula bechila, the bechila become bottle. Ze bechinas kiddushin, bechinas chupa. This is a bechina of kiddushin, bechina of chupa. Kishef ale kai hanal, or bechinas kaidish. Bechinas chupa makifin. Shef ale kai, as we said, is a bechina of kaidish, luacha kaidish, which is a bechina of chupa. Makif, chupa, chayfe means to surround the circle. Therefore, we have to understand how Kiddushin and Chuppah come together. Kiddushin means a Siddur HaKiddush. Chuppah means which keeps surrounding and circling. This Kiddush, this Shechel HaKai, is Makif around the Mayach. As I show in the Chazal, this is what the Gemara says, Kol Tzadik, the Tzadik Nichveh, Mechol Pasa Shechavedai, that the Yosef Lovay, every Tzadik will become singed or burned from the Chuppah of his chabad. Each one will be in a separate, let's say in a separate circle, and one higher than the other, and each one will be burnt in the circle of the other. Reason is, ki makif shel zeh, gadol mi makif shel zeh, because the sechel ha-makif of one will be greater than the sechel ha-makif of the other. Yes, sechel shehu makif la-zeh, l'kadim mi la-zeh. The sechel, which for one is a makif, to the other, to the one that's higher, the sechel the panimi. To him, this is no deep wisdom. It's inside his mind. He has a higher sechel makif. So, male, the one that is lower, he'll be nichveli, burned from that which is chupa, the makif of his friend. Because that which is makif to the high one, if he should get it now, so it'll come down with such force that it'll bring about the shalheves halev, and it'll bring to such a strong fire since it's so deep for him. That it'll become nechve. It wouldn't be a warmth, it'll burn in the shleva salev, which will be caused through this sechel makif, which is nechnas. Because the nechnas means that the motion of the mind will become so sharp at such speed that the friction will cause the flare up of the heart to such an extent will become nechve, burned by it. This is explained later in a slightly different form, but along this time. This is the bechina of 7 days of mishta which come after the chuppah. The chuppah we said is the sechel ha-makif. Why do you have shivas mishta afterwards? Because the shivas mishta are connected the shivas ha-neidus. Through the Bimikadish, the seven parts of the Mayach, which is like a Shiva Sanedish, Bimikadish there. So this Chuba, this Makil Bel Bizar, they come inside, Bina Vastafnim. Zebachina Shiva Simea Velas, Achman al Islam. Bachina Shiva Simea Velas after a person passes away. Shimis Ablim Olov, Al Shinestalik Nishmosai. They mourn him because his Nishon was Nistalik. They Shiyal and Nishmosai, the Yerha Ponamanal. Through these 7 days of Avelos, so his neshama should be zechet to go up to the Eiraponim, that which he didn't succeed in his lifetime. It should be Eilat to the Eiraponim. It's 370 May Avelos, which means that in Kneged Zion Anonim, Kneged Zion Neidos, through which a person could be zechet to the kedusha of the erechon. Zetam rekshel hachalitza. This is the tam for the yedik of chalitza. When a woman loses her husband, she becomes chokuk liyibum. If he doesn't have a yabim, he has to give a chalitza. Chalitza is where she didn't have a yotze befono, she has to spit in his face before him, befono of daika. Tafka befono. Kizeh herlech polizera, because the one who died went without children. He did not leave any bracha children after him, that they should be mamshich the sechel upon him into the world. They must say matevim through the meisim tevim, which means through the mikdash the shivas and eretz. The achiv in the days of hakim shenal chalameis, and his brother doesn't want to keep his memory alive. In the days of liabim ha'isoy, doesn't want to liabim his wife. Shvil zeh v'yerka b'fana. Therefore, the tikkun is she should spit in his face. Because he doesn't mean mamshich the nisham of the mace in the world. She yuchal sakin that upon him. That way he'd be able to sakin the other upon him to make a tick in the other upon him, which he failed to do during his lifetime. In this roik, at times there is seen the upon him of the mace. Preha mace daika to show that that is what's missing, the ticking of the upon him. And in this, through this roik, this brother is embarrassed. Ikir habusha upon him. Main embarrassment is in the face. The Gemara says, "Adol sulka v'yasi chivra." The embarrassment, so they shows in his face. The red blood leaves his face. Zeh al shleirotzo lahakin shem lachav ameis. Reason for the embarrassment, the reason for the busha in his ponim is because he didn't want to be making the name of his brother who was deceased, because he did not leave a brach in the world, because he didn't leave more than mashtati upon him, therefore he received embarrassment, therefore the yorkim of fun of this. The time of the reich shachlitz. Zeh b'chinas v'yaviha yorek yorek v'fanahar l'eshichol shivasyon. Hashem said about Midian, if her father would have spit in her face, she would have been embarrassed 7 days. Bein it also shivas yon daika. Dafko, 7 days. Hena bechina zayin anonim hanal. Bein yon zayin anonim, she'al yodom me'ir p'nei ha-menoida. Which through the zayin anonim, the p'nei ha-menoida is me'ir. There's a light of p'nei ha-menoida, which means the eir ha-ponot. Yon leo to the hakim, she'im ochel ha-meis, al kem yorka b'fonot. Hena b'eshes ponot. He didn't want to make him the ochel ha-meis. Therefore, the tekona is yakeh b'fono, which means inyan av sikolim, bishus ponim, embarrassment. Zeh shom lechazal, this is what the Gemara says, yevomo, nikness v'maimah. The opposite of chalitza, yevomo is nikness. She's acquired through maimah, through saying. Zeh hu heipach ha-bishus, which is the opposite of bishus of embarrassment. Bechines kuloi oimer kovoi, amido maimah is kovoi. The opposite of chalitza, which is an embarrassment for 7 days, because to the chisaron in the zayin anonia covered in the zayin konei amenoga. Miriam shekogim covered Moshe. Miriam is pagim they covered Moshe Rabbeinu shul bechinas shefel lekai bechinas ikoron ponov. Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of the shefel lekai bechinas oir ponov ikoron oir ponov because his face shone it's the oir ponov. Upagum bechinas shivas anedus. She is pagim the inyan of shivas anedus. Kiu hu ya onav shofu v'savlon loichod apel b'zionet. As a bechinas chaitim b'shlemus. He himself was an onav v'shofu v'savlon. He did not worry about his own covet. As the inyan of chaitim b'shlemus, such as Yidus Hashem, where he doesn't care about his own covet, only about Yidus Hashem, the covet of Hashem. Uchsiv bei pe'el pe'a dabe boi, is a bechinas pe'. The shlemus of pe'i had, because it says the fact that Hashem spoke to him with pe'el pe'. Chusim beivit tumunas Hashem yabit, bechinas einayim, the hekidusha einayim, tumunas Hashem yabit, yisor. Chusim beiv b'chol beis inemanu, that's kidusha oznayim, bechinas udnu nishmir, bechinas ne'emon ruach mechasadab. Ne'emon who is in ne'emon ruach mechasadab, but one is ne'emon mechasad covers that which he hears. Doesn't reveal to the Zayi Kodesh. B'shvil zeh nitzdara, therefore she became a mitzayda, which is like a mace. Mitzayda dos gidu din ha'ayda ilo. Mitzayda means that there is closed off the ayda ha'ayin, the ayda ha'ponim. Ayda ha'ponim now. Chusiv bo tisoge mi'chus la'machne shivas yom. She should be closed outside of the machne for 7 days, k'neged the shivas hanonim. Shivas hanonim later. Zesha Bikish Adai, this is Adam Zuspalo, I'll know seek a mace. Let it not be like a mace, which means like the mace who dies without children. He comes out and he's born, it's like half of his body is missing.